Buck O'Neill left you a voice message when you became the manager of the Mets. Can you share that story?
Yes, thank you for bringing it up, Harold. And I interviewed for quite a few jobs in my, you know, coming into as a coach. And when I think I do like maybe 10 times in the league. And we used to go to Kansas City, and Buck was always my biggest rooter. Always, hey, Willie, hang in there now. I'm telling you, you're going to be all right, son. Just hang in there. You're going to make it one day, okay? And he would inspire me every time we'd come there. And I remember when I got the call from Omar Minaya when I first got the job with the Mets. And one of the first calls I got was from Buck O'Neill. And again, I like to imitate people, but he was like, Willie, this is Buck O'Neill. He said, I'm so proud of you, young man. He said, you finally made it. He said, you're going to do a great job for the New York Yankees and with New York Mets. I'm so proud of you. And today, and you know, it's funny, back then we had those little flip phones, you know? And nowadays you can save things, you kind of, you know, kind of put them in the archives or whatever.
In the cloud.
And I kept that thing for like almost a year and a half. And all of a sudden I didn't save it, and it just went away. I cried. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that beautiful voice, that inspiration. And I didn't save it. And then after about a year or so, it went away. But it was him, Frank Robinson, another great, great player. Going back in the day, he was another guy that called me. Just very proud of me. And I just remember he was talking earlier about Jackie when he had that famous speech. And the thing that was ironic for me, it was kind of chilling for me, is that at the time Jackie said, I can't wait to the day that there's an African-American in the third base coach's box. He didn't even say manager. He said third base coach's box. So for me to actually be one of the first African-American managers in New York City, albeit it was for the Mets, should have been the Yankees, but that's okay. And just saying. But again, that was something I'll never ever forget. And for me, just to be able to, again, be in your presence and be around the game and continue to give and be around, you know, Rachel and the family. It's just, I'm blessed, man. I can sit here and talk all night about, babe, you guys don't know where to go. We can stay here all night and talk baseball. Because I'm fired up, man.